Representatives of five Southeast Alaska communities continue their fight for recognition under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, but as Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports, they're still facing opposition.
It's been almost half a century since Congress passed the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. It created more than 200 corporations with land, money, and shareholders, but it left out Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Tenneke Springs, and Haines, known as the landless communities. Alaska's congressional delegation has introduced a number of bills over the years to address the situation. None has passed. But supporters haven't given up, and they say it's not about money.
It's about the land. The land is our centerpiece, and we ain't ready to give up that idea.
Joseph Reeves is president of the Landless Natives of Ketchikan.
Must have just a sliver of what we used to totally own. And that's all it is, 23,000 acres in Ketchikan out of the millions of acres around us that we always own.
He supports terms of the latest legislation, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Improvement Act. It also includes provisions to transfer land in other parts of Southeast and the rest of the state. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski co-sponsored the measure.
This is a matter of equity, to have five communities that were left out was not right then, and it's not right to this day that they continue to be on the outs.
The bill was introduced last summer and had its first hearing in February. It remains in the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources, which Murkowski chairs. Its best chance of passing is to be part of a larger lands measure. The bill is opposed by a number of environmental organizations. That's because it would transfer a total of more than 100,000 acres of Southeast's Tongass National Forest to the five new corporations. One critic is Andy Motoro of the Alaska Wilderness League. It also opposes land transfers elsewhere in the state.
Under the guise of correcting past wrongs, Senator Murkowski is pushing ahead with a bill that would create a whole bunch of new sets of problems in Southeast Alaska and around Alaska by privatizing up to 600,000 acres of land in our state with very few protections for areas that currently are public resources.
There's no consensus on why the five communities didn't get their own corporations. Some say they weren't historically Native communities or didn't have large enough Native populations. But a University of Alaska study showed strong similarities to other communities that did get corporations. Others say the Forest Service and the then thriving timber industry didn't want to lose access to the land. Still others say it was a paperwork mistake in the rush to pass the bill. Ketchikan's Reeves says he knows that, like its predecessors, this bill may not make it through Congress, but he and others will continue the work begun decades ago by people who are now elders or have passed away.
We still have their children and their children's children here that will benefit from this, and they will help them in their seeking of an identity as an Alaska Native person in this community to be a part of a Exer corporation. You know, it's something that we hope will help our people for generations to come.
Most of the people who had gained stock in the new corporations are already shareholders of Sea Alaska, Southeast's regional Native corporation. That's the case for most members of the region's other 13 urban or village corporations. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.